In his long-awaited speech, the Indian Prime Minister claimed to have established a new normal, on the lines of a forever war, through the operation named Sindoor. Originally the name was intended to effeminize the enemy, the operation was hastily rebranded once its underlying misogyny was exposed. I disagree only on the details. The war that started in 1947 never ended. The new normal India has established can only be described as suicidal stupidity. More on that later. I wanted to start where we left off last week, with a plea to my readers to wish for sanity to return to India, leading to the resumption of the peace process. I have a feeling you not only wished for it, but your wishes came true. You must know you were in great company. Pope Leo XIV not only blessed the emerging ceasefire but also prayed for the miracle of peace. I could not be more grateful. But let us not get ahead of ourselves. Last Friday, after sending in my column, I went to the office for my show and returned home at midnight. Despite my exhaustion, a sense of foreboding gripped my heart. You'll remember the Indian media's tamasha the night before. Having lived a fulfilling life, I seldom worry about myself. But I am the father of two charming young ladies whose lives are only just beginning. They had to sit their O-level and A-level exams amid this madness. This is the third time India has made me worry about their safety, first in 2016 after Uri, then in 2019 after Pulwama, and now. In a nuclear tinderbox like South Asia, such brinkmanship is unforgivable. I will never forgive India for that. But when an Indian missile struck Nuwakhan Air Base, it wasn't the nuclear threat that came to mind, it was the safety of the visiting Saudi deputy foreign minister, who had arrived just a day earlier. Dignitaries, both foreign and local, frequently used this airfield. Mercifully, he had left the country by then. But can you blame me for worrying? He is Muslim, and Indian media, through its conduct, had already laid bare the Islamophobic madness gripping New Delhi. One Muslim country's foreign minister was called son of a pig on a tightly controlled live broadcast while still present in the Indian capital. Even if the Saudi minister had departed, who knew who else was visiting? So, when the DGISPR came on air to announce Pakistan's retaliation, everyone, including yours truly, felt it was overdue. Even so, the possibility of escalation into a full-blown nuclear exchange couldn't be ruled out. I was impressed by our side's mature and restrained response. But clearly, the other side had severed all ties with reality. In fact, a Western diplomat told me that India was so rattled by Pakistan's response that rescinding the no-first-use policy came under discussion in at least one high-level meeting. I'm familiar with this mentality. That's why, while punters were still debating whether India would strike after Pahalgam,